Thank you. Express on the House of Prague.
Walking one day in a fairground, I saw fortune teller's sign. Telling everybody their future, Lord, oh, I wonder what she knows about mine. So I pushed back the black velvet curtain and saw a wrinkled and a black cloaked hag. She had a crystal ball, a tarot cards, and all beside her was a little black bag. Could it be my doctor in drag? I said, hi there, fortune teller. She said, get down on your back. As she hooked me up to an ECG and said, son, I see a heart attack. She said, I think I see a bundle, branch block, and multifocal PVCs. And I've got a confession that your ST depression should make you go weak at the knees. Won't you look at them sloping STs? She measured my fat with some tweezers and she got out a blood pressure cuff. She said 200 over 105. Oh, your body's nearly had enough. Oh, a vampire took a blood sample and put it on a crystal ball. Said, God bless my soul, your cholesterol is the highest that I can recall. Your triglycerides and all.
She said, son, you better get a running and you better quit your second job. Won't you tell your wife you're gonna change your life? You're an over-anxious, overweight slob. You're the very worst kind of heartthrob. Said, I think I'll join a health star and I'll buy myself a fitness machine. She said, you can't buy health, you better do it yourself if you understand what I mean. But you better cross my palm with some green. Easy, and there might be Hodgkin tears, and I can't promise you I'll add years to your life, but at least I'll add life to your years. You can't buy that at Sears.
Now, this is an interesting album. I was at my local record store, saw this and thought, this looks interesting. Martin Collis from Victoria, BC, turns out to be a wellness practitioner of some kind. And, I don't know, he's still around, and he put this album out a few years ago, and I recognise some of the names of the musicians that are on it. Lee Oliphant, bass player. And I guess what he's trying to do is promote wellness through music. I think that's what he's trying to do. I tried to look him up, I couldn't find him, but he is still around, does speeches and things like that. Dysonitis is on. Is on the tube. On the tube. On the tube. On the Twitch, Barry. Got my T's wrong. We do Twitch. Hello. Hello. Can't type and speak at the same time. Dr. Fortuneteller. Interesting. I thought the album was going to be more like that, but it kind of descended into kind of a country kind of thing. But it was quite funny to skip through the tracks and listen to what kind of things were going on. So I hope you're doing okay wherever you are in the world. We did just listen to also Marscape Side 1, Jack Lancaster, Robin Lumley, with a whole bunch of musicians on there. The album came out in 1976. It's on RSO Records. I just tried looking for it in my record collection to give you some details, and I can't find anything. I don't know. It's disappeared. I don't know. I can't find it. I'm sure I put it in my M section, but it's not there. So I must have put it in somewhere else. And it always reminds me of the duo that was out, Landscape, from the mountains of Mars to the hell holds of Uranus, which was, I thought, the best title for an album ever. And I'm going to have to dig that album up somewhere because it's a classic. So we played the full side. Next week we will play side two of Marscape because I don't play full albums anymore. Well, I'm on a temporary reprieve from that format. You also heard in Art Griffin's Sound Chaser and The Yin and the Yang. All right, let's get back into the music. Enough of yakking from me. From their 2022 album, this is the title track from a band that I thought were long gone and buried. This is Magnum and the Monster Roars. Right here on Transatlantic Express Radio Show. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Mom. No one.